This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Our final hour featuring all our bets for tonight. Can't wait to get into that. Talk some Major League Baseball. Talk some college baseball as well. And, if my Florida Panthers can make it a series against the Vegas Golden Knights. Maybe not, but we'll have a discussion coming up in the Power Hour, the final hour of the show. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. But for now, we continue our conversation. 8 buckets here, trying to determine if there are valuable bets to be placed on NFL win totals. We are on the Chicago Bears right now, and we did the week 1 game against Green Bay. We know the betting market there. Chicago, 2.5-point favorite, so that falls in the toss-up category where the Bears get a half a win for that particular game, and at the end, we'll count it up and see where we land with Chicago. Ken, we will move to week 2. Very, very interesting game here, and what's sure to be an interesting point spread. The Chicago Bears on Sunday, September 17th, will travel to Tampa to take on, presumably, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bears at Bucs in week 2. What is your thought on the point spread of that game?
I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward that I think it's just a toss-up, and that's like because the Tampa's playing at home, so that makes it really... If Tampa wasn't at home, this would be like a, just kind of like, all right, what's Minnesota versus Chicago, and then it's probably a likely win, but I think this is just a toss-up. And then you're going to be like, well, what would you make the game? Man, I don't have a clue what I would make this game. Bears 1.5 or something? I don't know. Something under 3 both ways. I think it's a toss-up. I don't think it's ever Chicago 3.
Let me ask you a different question. If the point spread opens, let's say Chicago -1, whatever. Chicago favored by less than 3.
I think I would like Tampa.
What would you want to do?
I think I would like Tampa.
I think I might like Chicago.
Right. But it's definitely a toss up. Like in terms of what it will actually be. Yeah.
Oh, and if it were 3, we'd be like falling all over ourselves like that Sunday night, like to try and bet Tampa before the spring disappears.
Yes.
Arrow.
No, but like Minnesota but Minnesota beat them by like 2 touchdowns. I don't Tommy Lee Jones would I don't care. Right. Sounds good.
Absolutely. All right, so 2 toss-ups to begin the year for the bet. You know what? That's not bad for a team that had the #1 overall pick in the draft last year. 2 toss-ups to begin.
And a team with a win total of 7.5, too.
Yeah. This one won't be a toss-up. The Bears travel to Arrowhead in week 3 to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in what will definitely be blowout loss, at least on paper.
Blowout loss. Easy reference for people is just like the Chiefs are 6.5 against Detroit in week 1 at home. Chicago is definitely rated worse than Detroit. This gives you no wiggle room for what bucket this game falls into. This is like the easiest game on their schedule to project.
Is the point spread 9.5 or 10?
Probably just depends on how they looked the first 2 weeks. But like, if there was a market open now on it, I'll say 9.5.
What would the total be in that game?
But wait, I don't know if Chicago is going to score. Like, I don't know what they're going to be this year. I really don't. Like, I don't know if they're going to score a lot. Like, I don't know if they're going to be, I feel like it won't be the same as when they played Detroit.
Down,
you know,
right. They get down, like Field is running for 180 yards in the game.
Yeah. But you can bet his rushing yards over. That's for sure.
I could.
So I don't know about a total. And then, you know, what is the Bears are not a team I like feel confident saying their offense is going to be this, their defense is going to be this. I think a lot of things are possible with them right now.
I don't follow a lot of fans of the show and my DMs are not open, but I do follow one fan of the show. And he sent me a DM about a month ago or maybe 3 weeks ago, whatever, saying like, what do you think DJ, like settle a bar bet that I was having with my friends. Like, what do you think DJ Moore's receiving yard prop is going to be like in week one? Do you want to play this game also? Like, do you want to hazard a guess here as to what you think it might be?
I don't. Yeah, I would love to guess. I don't know if I'm going to get remotely close. I mean, so what? He's like a one on a team that threw for like 8 yards a game last year. So, I don't know, like 65.
I said like 55, like 55 and a half for DJ Moore. Maybe it'll adjust up as things go on. I think people are going to be surprised. Like, I think people are going to be expecting him to be lines. Maybe not like the Jeffersons of the Tyreek Hills of the world, but I think people are going to see that if it's in the 50s or low 60s and be like, wow, that's it. Like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Did you watch the Bears
until
play last year?
Until proven otherwise.
Yeah, right.
Until proven otherwise. All right, just wanted to get that note on DJ Moore. You better hear with Nick and Ken. $8, Chicago Bears win total for the season. We will now go from the Bears visiting Kansas City to the Bears hosting Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, it's just a toss-up again.
Denver -2.5.
I was already trying to get to just like no really, but what's the number? Which doesn't really matter for this exercise. Yeah, I mean Denver's like how much better do I think Denver is being rated in this market than the Packers right now? Like a pretty good amount.
A pretty good amount.
Yeah, pick something. Yeah.
I think I'd be into, well, let's see how Russ looks, but I think I might be into Denver just on, I reserve the right to change my mind. Also, there's 4 months until the game.
Three against Green, two and a half juiced against Green Bay. Yeah, maybe it's like Denver by a little bit. I don't think it's never Denver 3. Yeah, maybe it's like Denver 2.5. I don't know. I guess there's not a big difference between those things either. So, so that was their third. So we played 4 games. They have 3 toss-ups. I got that right.
Also, yes, and also I said there's 4 months until the games. There's actually 3, and I have the Sunday scaries now on a Monday afternoon in June.
Oh boy.
Moving on.
Tick, tick, moving tick, on. Tick, 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 tick. The 60 minutes clock going in the background. Tick, tick, tick. Yeah. Right. I'm Nick Costos. I'm Ken Barkley. Weeks of vacation coming up right after this.
I believe this is now a Thursday night game. Because it went so well last year, the Thursday night game with the Bears and the Commanders. We talked about this, Ken, last week when we talked about the Commanders' schedule. Chicago at Washington. And guess what it is?
It's another toss-up, like, almost for sure.
It's right? another toss-up.
Yeah.
It's another toss-up right. for your 2023 yeah. Chicago
what
Bears.
What is that number? What did we say? At the time, I think we said, like, Chicago by one or something, right? Isn't that
Chicago
what we said at
one.
The time? Yeah.
I actually feel, like, really good about that number.
as well as someone right. can feel about a week 5 Thursday night game between Chicago and Washington and being exactly one, as well as you can
I
feel
think,
about that.
I think
that's how well
I think
feel.
That's exactly what it is. If it were open okay. right now, I think that's exactly what it would be. It would be Chicago minus
okay.
one. Okay. We will now go to Sunday, October 15th, where the Bears will welcome in the Minnesota Vikings, Chicago hosting Minnesota. And guess what this is?
Yeah. I mean, we did Minnesota already, so we kind of have to like lock into that too. Yeah, it's another toss-up game, but it's realistically, it's probably like Vikings 2.5, like basically every single time. So yeah.
Close to 3. I feel like the Bears are going to be a really interesting team this year, based off this, right? With all the
yeah,
points spreads, these games are going to be so close.
Yeah, there's a lot of wiggle room on the schedule so far. Like they go to Arrowhead, and every other game can go in a million directions.
From the producers that brought you 100 million toss-ups to start the year, we'll now bring you the next game for the Chicago Bears, where on Sunday, October 22nd, they will host the Las Vegas Raiders.
No, this isn't a they're a full 3 here. Gotta be.
Okay. I would bet the Raiders if Garoppolo were the quarterback and the number were 3.
Yeah, but like, Oh, actually, yeah, I guess it's, no, actually, I guess it's not three, right? I guess it's like 2.5. I guess Chicago's favored, but just that, but that's it. Like Denver's going to be 3.5. Yeah, like, all right. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, another toss up. Okay. Yeah, I'll say like Chicago 2.5. I think that's fine.
How's, like, I think like the 1985 Bears like championship video with the VHS was called Monsters of the Midway.
All right.
Do you think that the 2023 Chicago Bears : toss up has quite the same ring to it?
there's not like an alliterative thing with yeah, it's gonna be like everything with Chicago. It's like, you know, yeah, there's like nothing. There's not like, there's no T alliteration, right? For like toss ups, no. Like they're like the Windy City, the Midwest, like Illinois. Like none of these things are. Yeah. None of these things go with toss ups. They're not so.
No,
good.
They don't. It would get, no. Bear market.
Oh, well, no, that would be if they were like blowout losses in all the games.
I guess.
Week three, that's a bear market. Yeah.
Okay. We will go from the Bears hosting the Raiders to Sunday, October 29th, Sunday Night Football, where the Bears will visit the Los Angeles Chargers. And this one, I think we could just go likely loss for the Bears.
Yeah, probably not seven. Probably like a pretty big number that's less than seven, and that's a likely loss. I thought I have a toss up for once. They played. We have in their first eight games, we project 6-point spreads to be less than three either way. And I would say sometimes we do this, and it's like 2.5 or three, and we make it a toss up. These are like no. Like this is like a toss up. Like,
definitely,
like a bunch of games like that.
We will have another likely loss here, I believe, Ken. The next week they will travel to New Orleans to play the Saints, and this number has to be at least three, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's probably like 5.5 or something. Like it might
really
be, like if the Saints are going to be 3.5 against Tennessee, how the hell are they going to be not way more than that against Chicago? So, yeah.
Yep. Intuitively, I feel like I like Chicago in that game if that's what it's going to
be. Well, I like betting against the Saints in all games right now. So yeah, I'm going to be with you on that one. So,
again, like Derek Carr and Dennis Allen. No, look, Derek maybe at the end Allen. Of the year we'll say Justin Fields and Matt Eberflus, and maybe that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's true. No? That's totally possible. I think those are both quarterback coach tandems where people are very likely to be extremely disappointed by what happens.
All right, we will now go to November 9th. The Bears will host Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. Chicago hosting Carolina.
Yeah, it's just is it Bears 3 or not? I think it probably is. Probably is exactly Bears minus 3.
So Atlanta's a juice 2.5 in week 1. Is that what it is? Is it just like juice 2.5?
Yeah, Carolina's so funny.
I agree with you that I think the point spread of the game should be 3. But like, would it be?
So like Carolina in an easier division has the same win total as Green Bay. And the Bears are not quite 3 against that team. So it's kind of like it's right. And this is one of those where it's like you could pick either one, and I think you could make a compelling case. And then your follow up is always like, well, if it's 3, what would you want to bet? I don't know if I would bet Carolina 3. Like if I would be like so excited about that right now, just because it's like a rookie quarterback, and I think a lot of things could happen with that team. But with Jordan Love, that's true too. Okay, in my head, I have made a decision, and I would like to call it a toss-up.
I agree with you.
And we'll just call it 2.5 for this. With the idea that, like, the Bears are kind of being... We're, like, giving the Bears all these toss-ups against teams that maybe aren't identical to Carolina, but are in, like, real close to the same zip code as Carolina in all these situations, so...
All right, the Bears on November 19th will travel to Detroit to play the Lions. So in Detroit, we will call this a likely loss.
Yeah, and it's never 7 right now, right?
No way. I mean, I guess if it were, I would want to bet Chicago.
Yeah, it might be. Okay. Yeah, likely loss is fine.
November 27th, Monday night, the Bears will travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings. Likely loss.
Likely loss. That one's way easier. Yeah.
Okay. December 10th, they will renew pleasantries with the Lions, this time at Soldier Field. Likely loss again, right?
I mean, I just, it, But this is what makes me think, like, it's really never Detroit minus seven when they play in Detroit.
I mean, I guess,
I guess not yet. And that, but then I'm like, well, the Lions are getting credit in their week one market. Even how many teams are less than seven when they go to Arrowhead? You know, like, I just,
that is true.
We can call it likely loss when they go to Detroit, likely loss, they go to Minnesota. I still think it's at least three. I think it's like three juice toward Detroit at the lowest.
I agree. Okay. Likely loss here on December 10th.
Just to point something out too. The Bears don't have a game yet where they're favored by three or more, the entire schedule. We have four games left.
We'll have one.
Can't wait.
We'll have one. December 17th, they will go to the Browns. Is that a blowout loss or just a likely loss?
It's. Yeah, like, how do you compare Detroit and Cleveland's definitely rated better than... are they definitely rated better than Detroit or just kind of rated better than Detroit? Are they close? Probably a little better.
Yes.
I think this is a blowout loss.
Yeah. I agree. All right, so blowout loss. All right, so now we'll get to likely win. The Bears will host the Cardinals on Christmas Eve, although, like, you would think Kyler would be back for this game. Still likely loss.
Oh, that's true. The funny thing would be if it wasn't Kyler and likely Washington win, is this me. Number, like, could it even be a blowout win? Like, if it was Colt McCoy.
If Colt McCoy.
But I think we can safely project that it'll be Kyler, right? Kyler back for these games when we did Arizona, so we'll call it a likely win, I guess. But it's like, that's going to be a big number. Like, that's going to be like six at least.
All right, we have two more games to do for the Chicago Bears, and we'll see if we can take this to market. What, like, nursery rhyme is that?
This
little
piggy
went to market?
Yeah,
and then
there you
Will Ferrell did it, and he's pounded down.
Little piggies here.
Very funny.
Should be great.
And X-rated. Yeah. Can't say it on the show. So we'll finish up the Bears and we'll pick a new team out of the bucket. Eight Buckets continues on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.